Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the How to Do Everything podcast this week, How to Talk Like an American. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Logan, Utah.
Hey, Logan is beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I am an accounting payables manager. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Hard to remember, I know.
Sounds like someone's a murderer.
Yeah.
I am an accounting person.
Yeah, that's what you do. Debbie, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Request me as friend if we've met. I'll accept if your nose is all wet. Then we'll exchange licks over profile pics through the Facebook account of my...
Can you do that again, please?
Request me as friend if we've met. I'll accept if your nose is all wet. Then we'll exchange licks over profile pics through the Facebook account of my...
pet.
Yes, pet. Pets are flocking to social networking sites. In fact, one out of every 10 dogs in Britain has its own Facebook page. The results are pretty much what you'd expect. Birds gravitate, of course, toward Twitter. Mm. Dogs tend to do a lot of marking on their friends' Facebook walls. Pets, like people, tend to brag a lot. Status. Smelled 8 butts today. Whoa, like. Here is your next limerick.
I don't mean to be a big prude, but in Downward Dog, odd things are viewed. There is many a pose that works better with clothes. No, yoga's not great in the...
nude.
In the nude. There's a new challenge to the Downward Dog pose. First you get in position, then you have to arrange your head so that you don't have to look at the naked guy doing the Downward Dog in front of you. Naked yoga studios are popping up across the country. One instructor says, quote, there's a level of living with your body your whole life and then really, truly seeing it for the first time. Unfortunately, your body is not the only one you'll be truly seeing for the first time. The big question about naked yoga classes is it better to be in the very front of the class or the very back?
I would just be on the side tying my shoes. Give me a second. Give me an hour and a half later. Great class, everybody. Good job. Good stretching.
Here is your last limerick.
My umbilical hub is quite smelly. It holds grime like the floor of my deli. When I took a squint... my, the layer of lint. I found cultures of life in my...
belly.
Yes, in your belly. Ugh. Belly button specifically. A study of 95 different navels by North Carolina State University shows that a single human belly button can contain as many as 1,400 different bacterial strains. Ooh. 662 of them may even be new species entirely.
So it pays to have an Audi.
Yeah. Oh, the Audis are terrible because little guys are holding on for dear life. Carl, how did Debbie do in our quiz?
Debbie, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
All right.
Well done, Debbie.
Thank you.
It was my dirty belly button.
Dirty belly button.
Hey, I got the dirty belly button. It's a place that I've forgotten, full of salt, sand, and cotton, my dirty belly button.